Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Senator Amy Sinclair as she recaps the legislative session.
I guess first off, Senator Sinclair, when it comes to this legislative session, kind of started out good, had the delay with COVID-19, went into the summer here. Take us through kind of, in your words, recapping what you thought of the session, how it went for you, what you're most proud of. Just kind of give us your overall thoughts of this year's legislative session.
Sure, and I think you gave a really good recap of what happened. We went in strong. I remember talking to you just before session happened, and I remember those bills that we spoke about then. We started session, we got off to a good start, and then not only session, the legislature, but all of Iowa, the nation, and much of the world came to a screeching halt. We were able to pick back up there the first week of January and get the things done that needed to be done, particularly the budget, so that the state can continue to work and grow. And it was a pretty eventful year. I will say, when we spoke, in January before session began, we talked. I remember talking about three big things with you, and I just wanted to recap on those specifically, and then talk about a couple of others. But I remember talking with you about occupational licensing reform, and I'm happy to say that the governor signed a bill that dealt with some of those regulations related to occupational licensing reform this past week, and so talked about it. Promise made, promise kept, promise delivered, and I hope that really helps to get Iowa's workforce up and running, and help people who want to move to Iowa be able to come and stay and raise their family and thrive. The next thing I talked with you about was classroom behavior and protecting teachers and offering alternative solutions for kids who clearly weren't thriving in the classroom. And that bill is, along with the Future Ready Iowa bill, which we also talked about, just working on gaining Iowa's workforce and dealing with child care and stuff. Excuse me, some of those issues. Those bills are on the governor's desk and ready to be signed this coming week. And the third thing that you and I talked briefly about was our state's medical marijuana program. And we did pass a medical marijuana expansion related to recommendations that the board had given to us. It is not as expansive as you and I had talked about. It's probably not reaching all the people that I would prefer. That being said, it is definitely an improvement on the way our system was working prior. So we had those three big pieces that we talked about before session, all three of those big pieces dealing with education and regulation for occupational licensing and medical marijuana. We brought them up. We created legislation that we could get passed through both chambers and signed by the governor, and we sent them down. And for me, that's a really successful year. You know, some other big items that we dealt with were just dealing with some of the issues within our tax policy, and I know that there were some questions that had come up regarding the tax cuts from a couple of years ago, and just trying to get those implemented and make that run smoothly. And so we did do that, as well as passing some regulatory reporting reform for local public school districts. The budget did come down to just the fact of some unknowns. You know, we walked into this budget year flush. You know, we had taken 3 years to really get our house in order as far as making sure our rainy day funds were filled. And we made sure we had an ending fund balance, a cash balance at the end of the year. And then COVID-19 hit, and that throws a lot of insecurity into what the budget looks like. We did end up passing essentially a status quo budget. The only difference is that we had passed a 2.3% increase to K-12 public schools. And because we passed that, we wanted to keep that promise. And so they will continue to receive that increase. But because of that, we had to cut in other places, and unfortunately, that meant that our region's universities will see a slight decline, and that's concerning to me as students as we're trying to manage student debt and trying to get a workforce prepared to move forward. But otherwise, it's largely a status quo budget, and that's, to me, that's pretty amazing, given the fact that there are states. I think it's the state of Wyoming that's looking at upwards of 30% potential decline in their revenues for this year. And so for us to have our financial house in order enough that we had only minor cuts and largely a status quo budget and still increased funding for K-12 schools really is, I think, just a testament to what sound budgeting practices that we've had in place over the last 3 years really can do for a state. That's my recap. As far as moving forward, I have to tell you, Nathan, that's a little uncertain, right? I'm sure your plans for the summer are as well.
Obviously, the COVID-19, we've all had to, it's like these past 3 months have been a time warp for everybody, but I'm glad you were able to recap that. I'm glad we were able to discuss that. You know, obviously, like you said, it's going to be interesting. We'll still see what comes out of this in the fall. I know, obviously, you can be reached by your constituents. If you could, give us your contact information. So people who are in the area, if they have questions moving forward, especially when we're still dealing with this COVID-19 stuff, how they can get a hold of you and how they can and have their questions answered.
Yep, absolutely. And honestly, the best way to get in touch with me, just because summers can get busy, the best way is to reach me through my email at amy.sinclair@legis.iowa.gov. And that's largely just because I don't always have my phone on me during summer hours. And so if you reach me through there and leave a way for me to get back in touch with you, I will reconnect with you. And if you have an event that you'd like me to be at, let me know. I just know a lot of those are being canceled. So I want to be out and about, but I also want to respect everyone's health and safety and do that in a responsible manner. So reach out to me and let me know how I can help.
Well, Senator, I appreciate you speaking with us and recapping this year's awkward legislative session, and we look forward to speaking with you next year, and hopefully we have somewhat of a, say, normal scene coming next legislative session.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Nathan. Thank you.
Thanks to Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIKRLS.com and click podcast.